This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran on Saturday named a man it once arrested in connection with a recent explosion and power outage at its main Natanz nuclear plant as talks got underway in Vienna to try to save Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. State TV said that Reza Karimi, the perpetrator of the sabotage, has been identified by Iran's intelligence ministry. It said that he had fled Iran before last Sunday's blast that the Islamic Republic has blamed on arch foe Israel. The television showed what it said was a photograph of the suspected perpetrator on a red card that had Interpol wanted written on it. The card listed his age as 43. State TV also aired footage of rows of what it said were centrifuges, which had been replaced or had replaced the ones damaged in the blast at the Natanz uranium enrichment plant. Meanwhile, Tehran's chief negotiator said there's a new understanding and emerging talks aimed at salvaging Iran's nuclear deal with global powers. Abbas Araghchi said that after a meeting of remaining parties to the 2015 deal, that Iranian delegation had submitted proposed text on nuclear issues and the lifting of sanctions, and that work on common text, at least in areas where there are common views, could begin. Araghchi was quoted as saying that while serious disagreements remained, a new understanding appears to be emerging. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The world's two biggest carbon polluters, the United States and China, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change just days before U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue. The State Department said in a statement Saturday that the agreement was reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart during 2 days of talks in Shanghai last week. China and the United States pump out nearly half of the fossil fuel fumes that are warming the planet's atmosphere. Their cooperation is key to a success of global efforts to curb climate change, but frayed ties over human rights, trade, and China's territorial claims to Taiwan and the South China Sea have been threatening to undermine such efforts. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday said that he will increase the maximum number of refugees admitted this year to the United States from 15,000. 15,000 cap was first set by his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. Biden signed an order on Friday extending that cap through the government's fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. Biden signed an order Friday limiting U.S. refugee admissions this year to the historically low 15,000 cap set under his predecessor. As criticism mounted, the White House issued a statement saying that Biden would set a final increased refugee cap for the remainder of this fiscal year by May 15th. The State Department has ordered non-essential diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Chad to leave the African nation due to potential insurgent attacks on the capital. The department said in a travel alert issued Saturday that it had taken the step because armed groups from the northern part of the country have moved south and appear headed toward the city. In addition to non-essential embassy staff, the families of American personnel stationed there are being ordered to leave. The UN Refugee Agency says that flaring battles between Houthi rebels and government forces in the central province of Marib have left 40 civilian casualties in March alone. The UNHCR released a statement saying that at least 70 incidents of armed violence, including shelling, crossfire, and airstrikes, have caused injuries and deaths among civilians during the first quarter of 2021. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.